So I'm here to challenge you and push you and remind you, yes, everything you need is already in you, but you better start being honest with yourself. And when you win, it just means you have it in you to win. So keep doing the things that caused you to win, and let's probably lean in and give more to the things that are causing you to win.
Welcome back to the Burn Podcast, and I'm your occasional co-host, Tyler Kirk. This week on the show, we're sharing a very tactical mental training that Ben calls the four P's of the standard. Upon researching for his latest book, Ben crafted a daily performance framework that shows someone how to live to a standard of true high performance. This four-step framework is known as the four P's of the standard. This can be used in all areas of your life if you take the time to truly break it down and make it work for your life. You won't want to miss the fourth P, which is called the payoff. It'll completely change how you look at your progress. Now that's enough for me, so let's kick it over to Ben for this week's episode of The Burn.
Even though this was the research that I did, it came from the amazing example from others. It really wasn't me. I just highlighted something that was really just there, kind of like when Chris and I talked about the book and what's the messaging and how is this going to come together. You know, there were all these conversations to make sure that we did it right. We designed these four P's, but the reality was there's amazing people who have been living them. We just decided to highlight it because nobody else had written the book yet. We got lucky that it hadn't been written. So now you have the opportunity. What if this becomes part of your environment? I'm going to walk you through exactly what this means today, because this might be the most valuable table setter that we can have for these next 2 days. I wanted our opening time together to say, we have got to attack this burn, because if you're not doing it or you haven't heard it yet, that's the difference in your life. It is the secret to the highest performers. They understand what that burn is. And they allow it to ignite that why and purpose. And then these four P's is the second piece. This has to become a must. The reason why it's here, and I look at it every day, it's become a must for me. And then on the back, what is really cool is those of you that joined us for the unrequired workout this morning, that was amazing. It's probably 100 of us that were in there. If you didn't make it yesterday, I think our time is a little bit later tomorrow. I think it might be a 7 o'clock start. Icon will get you those details. The team will get you those details. But please join us tomorrow. But on the back is that unrequired workout. And here's the other thing. We were like 8 exercises through the unrequired workout, and I literally made a note to myself. And Robbie, you and I did it together at an event down with Ali Awad, which is how you and I met, which is how I met Icon. It's amazing just how this all comes together. Everything is always for a reason. And so we're on like the 8th exercise, and I'm like, gosh, I need to reach out to Anna so that everybody can get a copy of the unrequired workout. And then Michelle picks me up again and makes sure that, I mean, this is like, I can't even believe I'm holding this right now. So literally on one side is the four P's and on the back is the unrequired workout. So now you've got your reminder of the physical standard, because I said for many of you that weren't there, and if you weren't there this morning, come tomorrow. And for everybody, we just encourage you, didn't have to do the exact workout, you just had to give your best. And that's what, to me, is the most important thing. That's how winning is done. It's your best one day at a time. It's not you doing what I do. There are many of you in this audience, I said during the workout, I said, you need to go to the back of the room because this is my workout and you're going to embarrass me. So if you're in better shape than me, take your ass to the back of the room. And everybody just did their best. And so maybe this reminder is, as you tell yourself, this is the unrequired workout. And the great thing about this is there's no excuses. Right? So like if you're out in the wilderness and there's no gym, you can still get your workout in. How many of you have been to a hotel? I'm not going to call anybody out, so don't say it, but I know you've done it. You go to the hotel and you're like, I'm going to work out. I pack my workout clothes. And like before you get to the workout room, you pray that the thing is under construction. Like, man, I got these clothes on. I'm about to go get this workout in. And you're just like, man, I hope this place is locked down. And you walk up and you're, son of a bitch, fuck, it's open. Now I got a workout. Stop with the excuses. So Michelle, thank you for picking me up to make sure that we don't have excuses. So the standard is here. Here's your bookmark. I literally have it right here. Literally right there. So it's the same thing for me. And now you've got the unrequired workout. There's no excuses. We're going to line this up. You've been to events where there are a lot of great speakers. But I don't know if you've been to an event where everything was designed intentionally to attack every area of your life and to make sure we give you a choice to attack it differently. So that promise of that gift, come December the 25th, we're going to deliver on it for you. Because we're going to give you the framework and you're going to choose to take action and give yourself permission to take the action that you haven't taken yet. Let's walk through these four P's.
Have you thought about writing a book, but just don't have the time? We would love to help you make that dream come true this year. Introducing BNC Publishing. We offer an in-house three-step process to help you bring your book to life. The whole process only takes 60 to 90 days. Compared to 18 months for traditional publishing methods, we work fast. To see if we are a good fit to work together on your project, email our team at info@bennewman.net. That's info@bennewman.net. Now, back to the show.
One of the things about our coaching work, it's pretty basic. I think there's a lot of people, you go and you hear them speak. You go and you hear them speak and they say these big words, and I listen to those people, I'm like, what the hell is the person talking about? My God, I gotta get like a dictionary out just to understand like what's happening here. So I like to keep it simple because I think simple is how we win. We don't need to make this complex. How we mentally get in our own way is complex enough. So one of the things about the four P's of the standard is I want to break down the complexity of the self-talk that you go through and remind you of exactly what you have to do one day at a time in order to connect to your standard, to live to the standard, so that you can win more in all areas of your life. That's fair, right? It's fair and it's simple. Because we all have self-talk. I have self-talk. No matter how many people that Sean and I have the opportunity to coach and to work with, we have self-talk too. Lots of self-talk. It all starts with the problem. So let's get real with you here. Here's where I think a lot of coaches, they fall short of the right conversation to have with you. Coaches these days, they want it to be Pollyanna. Just wake up and just tell yourself you're amazing and everything's going to be great. What kind of bullshit is that? Now look, I, with the best of them, I want to encourage you. I want to believe in you. I believe in I am statements, which we're going to talk about. I believe in affirmations. But they say it as if all you have to do is just wake up and look into the sky and it all magically happens. And then you walk outside and you take your shoes off and you ground yourself to the earth. And then magically, everything is just going to come your way. That's the person who changed their bio like 3 weeks ago on Instagram. I'm one of the best in the world. I'm a coach. And I'm not discounting it, but like, have your patience to take time to actually do the work that requires you to have the experience to understand what it actually takes. And what it actually takes is the real conversations to say, I know for a fact, because I've been doing this for so long, that every single one of you, you're currently in the middle of a problem. Or you just worked your way through a problem. Or there's a problem coming at you that you're about to experience, or you're winning. And here's the one that I love. It's when you're winning. And some people say, well, what are you talking about? Like, if I'm winning. When you're winning, that's oftentimes the biggest problem that you face. Because we get seduced by success. And we've all been there. You're winning. Things are going well. You're excited. You're fired up. You get on this roll of life. And then you realize that creates the biggest problem, because once you start winning, it was so hard to win, you stop doing what you were doing that caused you to win. I told you this is as basic as it gets. So you have to start every day, not by this Pollyanna, let me just wake up and I'll believe it will happen. It's actually saying to yourself, what's the problem that I'm going to face today? Let me be honest with myself. There's a problem I'm going to face. I would rather you diagnose the problem, whether it's winning or it's an actual problem, and then plan to do something about it, than to just look up at the sky and say, all I need to do is pray and wake up and ground my feet into the earth and everything's going to work out. That is not the way that it works. And anybody who's telling you that's the way that it works, I have 18 years to prove that that's not the truth. And Dr. Lyon's going to come up here and prove to you with the science to back it up. That's bullshit. Now, what I do know is that everything you need is already in you. What I do know is that Ed Milet is the greatest coach and speaker in the world. That man lights me up like no other. And what I do know is that Ed Milet believes in this. Because we've had conversations about it. And he said, Ben, you nailed it. And he's somebody who showed me how big you can go in life. He's somebody, when you have the right people in your life, you can't be seduced by success because you realize you haven't done a damn thing. And I love having those people in my life because they push me and they challenge me. So I'm here to challenge you and push you and remind you, yes, everything you need is already in you, but you better start being honest with yourself. And when you win, it just means you have it in you to win. So keep doing the things that caused you to win. And let's probably lean in and give more to the things that are causing you to win. So you have to identify the problem. And then once you identify the problem, you have to plan. So let's say you're currently winning at a high level right now. Right now, you are winning at a very high level. That's you. And so what I want you to do, I want you to wake up. I want you to take your bookmark from Michelle, wherever you put it, and I want you to look. We have been getting after it. Our team is having the best results we've ever experienced. And then what I want you to say to yourself is very basic. The planning is, why are we winning? Why? Why are we winning? And then you're going to say, we're winning because we're doing X, Y, and Z. And then you're going to write down X, Y, and Z. You're going to say, we're winning because I'm doing this thing and this thing and this thing. Maybe it's choosing to recognize people on your team for the process that's causing you to win. Keep doing that every day. Some of you, you may say, in our sales process, regardless of the media and politics saying that you can't win during times like this, there's behaviors you're following through with that are causing you to win. And some people may say, how is she winning like this? This doesn't even make any sense because you're doing the work. So I want you to highlight the work. That's the planning. This is why you're winning. And then maybe there's one thing. Maybe it's you've actually been more meticulous with your workouts and your nutrition, and you're realizing it's giving you more energy. So the problem potentially is I'm winning, so here are the things that are why, and then the performance piece, this is really magical, this is really, really like complex. You ready for this? Just do what you've been doing. So if you plan and you say, these three things are causing me to win, all I want you to do is just keep doing it. But see, the problem is we don't build the environments that speak to our disciplines and speak to our habits and remind us what we're doing to win. We live off of our feelings and we say, gosh, it feels good to win. It was so hard to get to this win. And you're not meticulous enough and intentional enough with why you're winning. So the performance piece, which is the simple act of taking the action, you don't do it. And you can't win like that. Nick Saban has become the most meticulous coach to ever walk the face of the earth that teaches this. You go to a practice with Nick Saban, I mean, it's the most unbelievable thing you've ever seen. I don't care. It could be October. Pick a month. They'd be 5-0. I'd be there for a visit. I'd go there 15, 20 times a year. I'd go there. It'd be the end of practice. They'd be 5-0, number one in the country. And Coach Saban would talk to the players, and he'd be like, at what point are you going to choose to actually do what it takes for you to be your best? At what point are you going to slow down and lock in on what you need to do to actually be your... What was he doing? He was speaking to the problem, getting them to plan it out. You know what you need to do. And then he's encouraging them to do it. And then when Alabama would win, the payoff, when you win, here's the magic thing you have to remember about the payoff. Many people, and I'm not telling you, like, don't celebrate, don't enjoy, don't get excited when things are going well in your life. I want you to get excited about it. But let me share something with you. about my wife, Amy. This is so important. And I've never shared this or expressed this with her, and this actually just hit me, so I'm going to call a little audible. Amy, her support, not just from, babe, whatever you need to do, wherever you need to go, I got you, the house will be taken care of, go do your thing. She believes in me so much that I don't need to like come back and be like, you won't believe how this went. Sometimes I try to do it, she's like, I knew you were going to kill it. I knew it was going to go well. I knew that you were going to fight to make a difference. But one of the things I love about the fact that Amy doesn't pour into me with all this over unnecessary recognition is because Amy's one of the highest performers I've ever met in my life. I mean, where she's come from and the things she's done and the career that she had at Anheuser-Busch, she's one of the most disciplined, high-performing individuals I've ever met. She's amazing. Like when I really need the advice, and sometimes she'll tell you I don't listen as often as I should, but like when I go to her and I've learned over time now, like if I really got a problem, I go to Amy. Babe, what do we need to do? And she tells me exactly what needs to get done. She also reminds me if there's dog shit in the backyard that needs to get cleaned up. She reminds me that the trash needs to go out. And she reminds me that I'm dad. And those are the most important things. Doesn't matter the stage or the recognition. She reminds me not to get so caught up in the results, but she reminds me of what's most important. So when you get this payoff, keep the main thing the main thing. You should expect the way that she expects. If I go give a talk, she expects I'm going to prepare, I'm going to be detailed, and I'm going to deliver what I say I'm going to deliver. So she knows that I'm going to. So when you get the payoff, don't be surprised. When you win because you did what you know you need to do because you planned out what you needed to do, and you are the ones who's being honest with yourself that there are problems and things you're going to face, don't be so surprised when you get the payoff. The payoff is confirmation that your process is working. So whether it comes to your health, whether it comes to your fitness, whether it comes to your planning, whether it comes to your financials, whether it comes to your business, if you receive a payoff, if it's confirmation that you're winning, then why? I'm going to put this in red. And those of you that have the bookmark, oh my gosh, this is like a practical joke here, but this one, okay, here we go. So this is the seduction of success. You'll see it looks way prettier on the handout and way prettier on page 24 in the book. So this is where the seduction of success happens. After you receive payoff, if the payoff is confirmation that the process is working, why would you choose to be seduced by success? Why would you choose to say, I'm going to stop doing what's causing me to win? So all I encourage you to do is to keep doing this over and over and over and over and over again. It might just come out. Maybe it's a little foreshadow that in the science behind the mindset and the brain, when Dr. Lyon spends time with you, that this is the way that winning is done. You don't do something one time and think that you're done. You don't do something for 3 days and think that it's over. You don't start to lose weight, feel better about yourself, get your nutrition in check for just a week and think that everything is fine. It's every day. And so that's why I said the challenge for you, as every single speaker helps you meticulously tackle every single area of your life, where you are right now, and this gift that you're going to open up on December the 25th, the goal is that you don't recognize the person that you are today. And that actually gets you one step closer to recognizing, as Ed Milet encouraged you to do, that you go all in your life. And when you get to those pearly gates, the big goal that he has is you actually recognize the person that you are destined to be. That the person waiting for you, your twin at the pearly gates, is not some stranger, and you say, who in the world is this? It's an actual twin, and you recognize each other. So what happens for you if you connect to your burn, and then you decide, once again, somewhere your environment, and once again, Michelle Rhineglass, I can't thank you enough for picking me up on this one. What if you put that somewhere? What happens then? What if you look at this every day? You know how long this takes? 2 minutes. See, because I know what happens because I do this every day, is I share some of the basic, simple things we can do, and then I'm met with resistance. Or you start the process, and then you're met with resistance. There is no self-talk that you can give yourself, or there's no excuse that you can give me to tell me that you don't have 2 minutes to design your day like this. You can't tell me that you don't have 2 minutes. And if you connect to your burn, so like you think about the fire that comes out of me when I talk about my mom. And when I show up that way, that's how I become my best for my family. So I know if I'm going to be my best for my family, they're going to get my best. That's what I need to connect to first. Because winning is your ability one day at a time to look yourself in the mirror and know, today I gave it my very best. That's winning. You stack those days on top of each other, you will not recognize the person that you are today. You will build the foundation by December the 25th to completely change your life. But this is another one of those things you're going to have to be this meticulous. You're going to have to choose to be intentional with your thoughts and your action and the mindset that it takes to win. Another one of the chapters in the book. This is another one of those things. I'm going to attack some of these things that have become normal to society that are wrong. Why and purpose is important. And once again, I'm not saying that I know it all, but without the burn, you will not perform at your highest level, period. I know that. I've been doing this for. And I could give you too many stories of champions and too many people who are living in this room that already prove that that is the truth and that is the way. So you got to connect to your burn. I know that the four P's of the standard and standard over feelings, not allowing your feelings to dictate how you show up, living to the standard and stacking days on top of each other, that's how winning is done, period. So you're either going to choose to do that or not to do it. And then we're going to attack every area of your life as we promise, so you all better get ready. And when we do that with all of these amazing speakers, it's going to be example after example. And then you're going to have to choose the little behaviors. And you're going to have to choose what the planning is. And you're going to have to choose what your days look like. And then live those days one day at a time. But here's the last thing that's become the norm in society that drives me crazy. You've all heard this. Trust the process. Trust the process. Need I remind you? I will just wake up in the morning, look up in the sky, tell myself I'm the greatest, ground my feet into the earth, and trust the process, and everything will happen in my life. Bullshit. Trusting the process is not enough. There's a chapter in the book, and some people, they love it when they say, trust the process. Do you need to trust the process? Yes. But always negates what you said before it. One of the major rules of communication. So trust in the process. Yeah, you do need to trust the process, but that's not the way that winning is done. You must attack the process. If you don't attack the process, you will not win. Because anybody could go up here and they could say, okay, I identified the problem, here's the planning, I'm going to trust the process. And if we only trust the process, what happens? There are going to be too many days because you just trust that it's going to work out, that you actually don't do the work. And what happens if you identify the problem, you identify the planning, and you forget the work? You just created a bigger problem. So trusting the process is not enough. I hate to break it to you for those of you that think or you've been telling yourself, I trust the process. I'm not here to offend anybody, but you're wrong. And so I'm going to be a little more direct over these couple of days because you guys have invested your time and your energy and your money. So we're going to go through things that I know to be the truth. Attacking the process is the way. And if you want to call it something else, that's fine. But attacking the process is the way. A little bit of proof for you. Claudio Gambin, who you're going to have the opportunity to hear from tomorrow. I've had the opportunity to do coaching work with Claudio for darn near 10 years. Claudio is going to talk to you about the financial side of things and the importance of finances, and he does it better than probably most walking the face of the earth. He's probably in the 0.001% of financial advisors in the world. So Courtney Murray is going to help you attack for those of you, and I just a little foreshadow for tomorrow. Many of you are struggling with being honest with yourself about where things are and knowing that sometimes in the growth of a business, you have pain financially. And so rather than being embarrassed and doing nothing, I encourage you, like when you hear Courtney Murray speak, like go pull her and her husband aside, and it can be a totally private conversation. Just say, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Because there's people who have solutions for you. Courtney's going to blow your mind tomorrow. Claudio will blow your mind with what he's done on the financial side. It's one of the reasons why Amy and I trust Claudio with a significant part of our planning. He and a gentleman named Paul Foster, which he always respected and I appreciated. Claudio does some very unique things, so Claudio knows he's always going to be taking care of the Newmans. But he's worked with Paul collectively to help us. But Claudio's amazing, not just because of what he does to understand the financial side, it's because of his discipline. Claudio lives standard over feelings. Claudio lives this. I remember when I was with Claudio, it was years ago. He was in his early 30s getting ready to do something that most people could never have imagined doing. And it was to become number one in his region out of 10,000 advisors for a Fortune 100 financial firm. And I remember it was September. He was half of his way to his goal. Half of the way to his goal. The goal was to get to 2 million to stand on the stage. He was at 1 million with 3 months to go. Some of you are going to be a little bit behind. And you're going to want to be more of like, I got to see the results when I'm attacking this 90 days. Stay focused on what you can control, which is the process. Claudio never wavered. I said, Claudio, what makes you great? He said, it's very easy. It doesn't matter what I sold yesterday. It doesn't matter what I think I'm going to sell tomorrow. If I don't do what I said I was going to do today, the amount of guilt that I live with is too much for me to handle. I would rather just do the work. Claudio Gambin preached that day an example of standard over feelings. Claudio didn't stare up at the sky and say, I want the results to happen. I trust that it'll happen. He made a conscious choice. It doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter where you are right now. What matters is what you believe you can open up on December the 25th. And Claudio, for all those days, said, I will stay connected to the potential problems I will face. I will do the planning. I hadn't even designed this yet, but when I look back on it, it's exactly the conversation we had. And he decided to drive the performance. And when he got the payoff, I will not be seduced by success because I don't want the guilt. And he ended up finishing on stage. I flew down to Atlanta, Georgia, in order to hear him give an amazing speech where the entire time they put up a clock like this. And he just went over time, not even caring, as he honored Melissa, his beautiful daughter. Now he's got three beautiful daughters. And then he honored his parents. His parents who made a choice to leave Brazil. He's first generation in the United States. They had higher paying jobs, better jobs in Brazil to come to the United States so that their children could have a better future, which required them to have multiple jobs, not making the money that they made in Brazil with multiple jobs, so that their children could have a better future. Do you think his parents understood the burn? Do you think Claudio understood the burn? Do you think Claudio understood standard over feelings? Do you think Claudio understood attacking the process is the way, it's not trusting the process? And Claudio calls it stacking bricks. He says, every day I just got to stack these bricks because I won't waste the opportunity that my parents gave me. I stand before you today. Our blessings of the pain we've been through are different for Claudio and I, but we both have a burn. We know that the burn is the way. We know that standard over feelings is the way. We know that the four P's is the way. And we know that trusting the process is enough. We are going to help you design what it means to attack the process in your life. I make you that promise before we hit our finish line tomorrow. Because my goal is that you start to appreciate with more gratitude, more passion, more conviction, more fire, more purpose than you ever have in your life, which is the greatest gift that you can, the day that you've been given right here. I am a 44-year-old man. My mother passed away at 38 years old. That means that I've been given 6 extra years, one day at a time, that my mother never got. I promise you, if all I have to do is set my alarm to my mother's name to not hit the snooze button, if I have to write her name in a journal, if I have to do these four P's to know that that's what it takes for me to show up to be the best that I can be for Amy, and to be the best that I can be for Isaac, and to be the best that I can be for Kennedy Rose, and to be the best that I can be for each and every single one of you, then I promise you it's exactly what I'm going to do, because I'm not going to waste a day. Now we really go.
This episode of the Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.